Welcome to Mindful Mostly. I'm Andrea Collins, and I'm pretty into mindful living. I mean, mostly. For instance, I've been fasting like a champ. But then I also ate so much lunch the other day that I had to go home and take a nap. Hashtag life goals. What? So this show is about that kind of balance. It's a wellness show, but an honest one. No judgment here. It's so cool getting all of your signs from the universe. You guys have been hitting me up on Instagram telling me all about them. And if you haven't listened to episode 5 yet, check it out so you can get your what's up girl from the spirit world too. Way better than a text message. Plus, if you're wanting to just start that something already, tune into episode 2 and light that fire in your Levi's, lady. It is time. Subscribe to the podcast and let me know what you think. Also, share a picture on Instagram of you listening to the podcast and tag at Mindful Mostly. This week, welcome to the chill zone, okay? We have one of my favorite human beings. From Mindful Beginnings, Melanie Tesler is going to guide us through a meditation. It's one that you can do on the go or in those short moments that you have to yourself, wherever that might be. But first, it is time for the Soul Nugget shout-out. And if you want to be featured, just tag at Mindful Mostly when you share your dose of inspiration. This first one comes from Ivy Moon Wellness. And it's an affirmation that she posted. Check this out. I trust that I will find my way towards a more liberated work life. One where I feel encouraged to express myself honestly while getting paid handsomely. Yeah, girl. One where I am able to create healthy habits that help my creativity and feelings of well-being. And then this next one that comes from Of Plants and Stardust. Deep breaths are like little love notes to your body. Indeed. We have Melanie Tesler,
hello.
Mindful Beginnings. Check her out on the gram. She's going to walk us through a meditation. What's this one all about?
This one is a mindful meditation, so it's just slowing down your breath. So we'll do about 2 minutes just to see how you feel after.
Great.
Okay, are we ready? Obviously, mm-hmm. If you're driving, maybe we should let them know not to do this if you guys are listening to this while driving.
Right.
Just wait it out and do it in a comfortable spot.
Quick question.
Yeah.
You always hear about when you're meditating, like you're supposed to do it sitting in a chair with your eyes closed. Like, do you have to do it that way?
No. So everyone meditates a little bit differently. If your practice is sitting down, like with the cushions and the incense and all that kind of stuff, beautiful. But like not everyone has that, and that's not for everyone. If you sit down in a chair and just have a few moments, beautiful. You can also do like walking meditation, which is great. It's just becoming a little bit more aware of your breath, aware of what's around you. So it's not necessarily, 5 minutes in the chair, don't move. You can also move around, just being a little bit more comfortable in your seat. So there is no real way to meditate.
Yeah, you're not doing it wrong however you want to do it.
No. If you're meditating, you're awesome.
All right, let's do it.
All right. So wherever you are, just take a moment to get comfortable in your seat. Relaxing your eyes and relaxing your jaw, releasing any tension, and see if you can open up your lips just a little bit, allowing for airflow, and release your shoulders down and away from your ears. And just allow your arms and your legs to be exactly as they are. And take a breath in here and through your nose and out through your mouth. And again, in through your nose and out through your mouth. And last time, in through your nose And out through your mouth. See how it feels for your body to feel heavy into the ground. If you're sitting in a chair or the floor. And see what it feels like to just be in this moment. Knowing that there's nowhere else that you need to be. There's nothing else that needs your attention. And just allow your thoughts to come in and come out. A lot of the times people assume that meditation isn't for them because they can't stop their minds from thinking. But it's exactly what your mind is intended to do. We have 70,000 thoughts a day. So we can't control our minds. It's about not allowing our minds to control us. So just allow your thoughts to come in and pass by, bringing your awareness back to your breath. And gently bring your awareness back to your seat. Feeling the ground with your feet, the surface your hand is on. When you're ready, you can gently blink your eyes open.
That was so nice. It's amazing how such a little amount of time can bring you so much peace.
Yeah, and it's available to you at any point in time. Like if you're ever feeling anxious or if you like you're in a conversation that's making you feel stressed out, it's like just come back to your breath. Like it's as simple as that. Give yourself a moment, take a deep breath, see if you can slow down your exhale breath, and then see what happens. You can drastically change the course of action.
Big time.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
That was special.
Thank you.
That is Melanie Tesler, mindful educator, Mindful Beginnings on Instagram. Check her out. You got to come back to the show.
Thank you so much for having me. This was so fun.
Feeling good? Now that you're a human pile of chill, little drool in the corner of your mouth, it is time for your Mindful Mostly mission. This one's going to be easy for you. Well, it might not go down so easy, but how about starting to take a shot of apple cider every morning? My partner and I started incorporating this into our days a couple of months ago, and we line them up just like we're in a bar. We pour half an ounce, sometimes a little bit more, of apple cider vinegar. We cheers, we throw it back, and we go, ah, for like 2 minutes afterwards. I actually just start chugging coffee, which probably diminishes the effects of the apple cider vinegar, but you know, whatever. Just get it in there. Start using that stuff as much as you can. Salad dressings, I don't know, facial toner. Actually, that is one thing. Steve was having some acne on his cheek, and so we started putting it on the little pads, and he would rub his face with it before he would go to bed at night. And guess what? It's worked. It's also made me look 10 years younger. Kidding. I wish. But maybe eventually. It's supposed to be very good for you. So that's your challenge for the week. Start taking 2 tablespoons, let's say, of apple cider vinegar in the morning. Some people like to drink, you know, mix it into a nice concoction with lemon and some warm water and maybe a little bit of honey, but I just like to keep it super simple, right? It's like taking a shot of nail polish remover. It doesn't taste good, but eventually you'll get used to it. Not that that's what happened to me and nail polish remover. Oh my God. So I have a real question. How many photos do you need to take to get selfie gold? You know, you're like in your yoga pose and you got your green smoothie in your hand. You're taking that picture. How many ones are like, you know, in the folder that we can't see? Because the average number is 6 to 10. Either way, give me one of those and tag it on Instagram at Mindful Mostly, because I want to see what you're doing when you're listening to this podcast. Some people are getting ready for work. Some people are eating salads. Some people are trying to drown out what's going on in their house. I want to know, so hit me up. In the meantime, if you haven't listened to all of the episodes, go back, because there are some gems in there. And I'm loving hearing what you have to say about it. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast and join the community on Instagram at Mindful Mostly. I'll talk to you next time.